The Higher Education and Workforce Development Committee will now be in order. Today's date is Thursday, April 16th, 2015. Let the record reflect, we do have a quorum. So we have, for the most part, finished the work of the committee, but we have the opportunity to confirm some of our trustees. So today we have with us Trustee Kelly Sharp. Sharpenterberg, Trustee Bob Hoffman, Trustee Otterson, Trustee Sundin, and Trustee Visnor. And so if the trustees would come to the table. So why don't you begin, if you would, each one of you, just by introducing yourself and if you'd like to say a couple words.
My name is Kelly Sharpenterberg, for the record. I am an Anoka
closer.
Tech.
Pull it closer. Pull the mic closer.
I am an Anoka Tech and Metro State student. I am the former president of MSCSA and currently looking for endorsement for the Technical College student position.
Good to see you again, and congratulations for being here in this capacity.
Hi, I'm Malia Otterson, and I'm the Community College student trustee. I originally went to Normandale Community College and got my AA degree from there last spring, which is wonderful. And I served both on their student government in several positions and then also at MSCSA for their platform committee.
And what is your major?
I'm an economics, administration, and management major.
Thank you. Trustee
Hoffman. Hi. I'm Bob Hoffman, and actually I've been a former trustee back in 2000 to 2006, and so back on the Board of Trustees, and actually retired for the second time.
Thank you very much, and welcome to the committee. Ms. Sundin.
Madam Chair, Louise Sundin, I am re-upped for a second term. Bob has me beat. He was recommended by three different governors. I've only been recommended by two different governors, first by Pawlenty for my first term and now by Governor Dayton. I serve as a representative of a position that the legislature created a few years ago that required the governor to appoint somebody who would be in the capacity to represent the interests of workers in the system, and I think that's me. So thank you. I appreciate your being here, and it's a great day for Minnesota today.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the committee. My name is Irma Visner, and I am a new appointee. Governor Dayton called me in August and asked if I would consider serving on the MNSCU Board of Trustees, and I didn't even catch my breath. I said yes. So I am the tribal chairwoman of the White Earth Nation of Ojibwe Indians in northern Minnesota, and so happy to be here because education is my highest priority.
Well, thank you very much for being here. So you all, some of you new, some of you returning, kind of a tough time to be a trustee this past year. You certainly had your challenges with regard to the faculty. Anything that you would like the committee to know with regard to what it was like being part of that, and anything that you either think worked well about how this was handled and anything you, in retrospect, might have done differently? Ms. Sundin.
Madam Chair, I was one of the four trustees that interacted with representatives of the bargaining units that were not, shall we say, delighted with the way that the representative of Working Voices was handled, was being handled in the Charting the Future. We met for about 8 weeks. We had, I thought, great discussions, and the representatives of the trustees and the leadership from the two organizations came to a level of trust and a level of understanding of the issues, and we ended up with a document that put that in writing. However, in my, 40-some years in this business of teachers, bargaining, and others, I know that it's one thing to write things down and to end a difficult experience with a written document. The most important thing and the most difficult thing is what happens after that. So we're hoping we built the kind of rapport and relationships that will sustain us through future challenges. We think that those relationships and the continuing work is what's going to be important, and we will either see the results of that agreement or we will have to go back and work at it harder. I'm hopeful of the first, but always suspicious that relationships are difficult and we need to keep building on them.
Thank you. Trustee Hoffman.
Thank you, Madam Chair and committee members. I'd just like to take it to the next step. I have visited a number of gallery walks this fall where we've taken a look at the new plan, the new solution, the proposals, and it is so exciting to see everybody so positive and so rallying behind it. So I just think we're just ready to go with it. So we're going to take it to the next level, and it's what I think is exciting is to see the ownership of the students and the faculty and the office staff and everybody else and the Board of Trustees. So I will allude to the Minnesota Wild and say we're going to skate to where the puck is going because that's where our future is, okay?
Well, thank you. And I won't belabor the past because it is behind us, but I will say that I found it unusual how long the trustees stayed at the table rather than walk away after the initial understanding happened and allowed Chancellor Rosenstone to be the front person. Having a 20-year career in business and being close to the role of boards versus the role of a CEO, that troubled me. You know, I'm still concerned about the relationship between the chancellor and the faculty, and so having you here, I can't let that opportunity go by without stating to you that the process surprised me in that way. You have seemed to come to a result. It was not in keeping with what I consider to be the best and traditional practice of working through conflicts between employees and leadership.
May I follow up, Madam Chair?
Ms. Sumnan.
Thank you. I think that discussion is going to be an ongoing discussion for some time. We are having that discussion now on the board, and I think the sort of basic discussion is between private sector governance and public sector governance. Some people think there is no difference, shouldn't be any difference. I happen to be one that thinks that there is a difference, and the difference is, in my mind, is that in public sector governance, I've always felt in every level of education I've been involved in that a board needs to model the kind of leadership and the kind of experiences and the kind of relationships that we expect of every other member of the organization, including to the students. And if we're going to be the kind of organizations that very few organizations in this country are now modeling of shared leadership, of one in which empowers the people who do the work, the one that empowers worker voices, one that have different kinds of workplaces. And that is being modeled by a handful of corporate organizations. But I think that that discussion is a healthy discussion, and I think it's one that we are going to be continuing for some time.
Thank you. We passed our omnibus bill, and then I will open up for questions, members, but thank you for indulging me. We passed our omnibus bill on Tuesday. I asked, is there a trustee in the room? And there was not a trustee in the room. So, I mean, that I just bring forward because that was a pretty big bill for us. This is our budget. And we asked the question, given this level of funding, will MinSCU increase their tuition? And given that there wasn't a trustee in the room and you hadn't had a chance to address it as a board, and you hadn't, in all fairness, you hadn't seen the budget, so I can understand why you wouldn't have been ready. But I now ask, have you seen the Senate bill, and do you have an answer to that? Yes.
I can definitely answer that. Since it was so recently, just this week, our board hasn't been able to discuss any of the possibilities. So as of right now, we do stand beside our $142 million budget. And that is the only thing we can really say on the budget.
Thank you. Any other comments?
And Madam Chair, we're meeting next Wednesday, and I'm assuming that will be part of the agenda next Wednesday.
I believe it is.
Members, any questions? Senator Klassen.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and congratulations to each of you. Thanks for stepping forward and taking on this responsibility. There are three things I think that we have talked about at least over the last 2 years here dealing with the MinSCU system. One is the transferability of credits within the system. Secondly is remediation courses. And then thirdly would be the overall cost of higher education. I would just like to throw those three topics out and just ask if you have any comments about those three items.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, I worked very hard last year as the president of MSCSA on transfer legislation leading up to the legislation that is before you and in your bill, and I am tickled pink about what has come forward and thrilled to continue to support it as a board member.
Thank you.
I can talk about remedial courses, actually.
Trustee Adderson.
Yes, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. I was very rude.
No, you were not rude.
I'm sorry.
You're delightful.
Madam Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Sorry. Well, for developmental courses, one model of developmental courses is never necessarily a good plan. Every student learns completely differently, and every student has a different story, especially in MinSCU. Me, myself, I had to take remedial math courses. And honestly, when I went to college, I was put into algebra, college algebra, and I failed out because I was not prepared. I went to Normandale Community College and had to take the remedial math courses, and although I was a little grumbly about it, at the end of it, I know now that I couldn't possibly be an economics major. I couldn't possibly do management without that education there. So there are several different ways that people, I believe, need to go through developmental education, and I don't believe that sticking to one particular direct way is a good approach.
Thank you. Trustee Sundin.
Madam Chair and Senator Klassen, when I was chair of the diversity committee, we did establish a program where developmental issues and issues of diversity would be followed with data and shared across institutions. And we also have a process where the programs that make the most success, provide the most success for our underrepresented students, of which we have every kind and shape, are rewarded. And so we have an event during the year in which that takes place also, so that we can share those programs that are working, and so other institutions can hear what's going on, and they interact a lot. So we feel that there is, you know, no proverbial silver bullet, but we're looking very carefully at which ones are making the most progress.
Trustee Visner.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, I serve a tribe that where historically there have been historical disparities in achievement and graduation rates, I think we need to work together with the secondary schools to prepare our students. So when our students come into the Minsky system, they have the skills to be successful in those, particularly in mathematics. And so I don't believe that there is one shoe that fits all. And so I'm very, very excited. I'm excited also about Charting the Future. And although I came into a new board, came to serve, there was conflict, but I'm excited about the agreement that has come through, and I look forward to doing something different.
Thank you. Trustee Hoffman.
Madam Chair, Senator Clausen, I'll try and touch on the cost side. And you're absolutely right. And there's been great effort, and there has to be in terms of becoming more efficient, and that means collaboration. That means there are a lot of things we can do differently rather than silos, so to speak, and we can work together and average the cost. But that is so important. But also along with that is being relevant. And I think it's so critical today that we're relevant. And as you well know, the world's changing so rapidly, and that's when I kind of half-heartedly said skate to where the puck is going, but it's very critical that we do to stay relevant. And along with that, of course, is, you know, access and affordability right on the front burner for us. And then I'm with affordability, even though we really have to continually look at being more efficient, more cost-efficient, it's still a good value. And that's what I think Minsky really brings to the, as I call it, we're the day-to-day of Minnesota. We bring great value, but we have to continually and constantly work at being more efficient and keep the costs down so the affordability is on the front burner. Thank
you. Any other questions from members? Senator Pratt.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Whether in K-12 education or here in this committee, it seems like Minsky programs have been a topic of conversation. As the future leaders of the board, I'd like to know what your top one or two priorities are.
Madam Chair, Senator.
Trustee Sharpentier-Berg.
I believe that the goal of the entire board is to increase student success, and that means very different things to every student we represent. That means very different things for a tech college student, a community college student, and a university student, and I can say that having been one of each at any given point in time. But I think student success, in whatever they define it as, is going to be our goal.
Madam Chair and Senator Pratt, I think that I really am, will go back to Ms. Visner's statement about K-12, and I think one of my main goals is that we get a lot better at collaborating with K-12 and making it seamless so that we can come to that realization. One of the most important things that I think we have to do and are doing but not nearly fast enough is to collaborate with the two years and the K-12 system so that we can restore technical and career education in the K-12 system. It's basically gone in most of the state, and that was a mistake. It was a reaction to NCLB. It needs to be restored so that all students who have all kinds of skills can succeed and continue in a great career. And that happens best if our two-year institutions and the K-12 system collaborate.
Trustee Sundin, are you aware that the Senate higher ed bill has the two-year no-cost provision for a technical school?
Madam Chair, I am. It's great. Thank you.
Thank you. Trustee Visner.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, I have two priorities. Address the disparities in achievement and address the disparities in graduation rates so our students finish at least in 4 years and not accumulate huge debts.
Thank you. Yes. Trustee Adderson.
Madam Chair, Senator Pratt, it's hard being a student to not say that my number one goal would be student success. I believe for community college students, though, it's keeping our quality of classes as high as possible and our costs as low as possible so that we can continue to have so many great students from across the state and so that everyone can have a chance at higher education.
Madam Chair, and again, Senator Pratt, I forgot my second one, but now my colleagues have reminded me that also in the technical end of things, my goal also is to continue to be a questioner and advocate for the great technical programs in our two-year colleges. We have fabulous technical programs. They are expensive. They are more expensive than a large classroom. And so they often end up being on the edge of being cut because of their expense. And so I just think we can't do without them, and they need a protector, and I try to be that sometimes.
Trustee Hoffman, you get the last word.
Thank you, Chair. Just to follow up on one quick point, in addition to what they've just said, we need to be externally driven. Because of a changing society, in order to meet the needs of a changing society, we've got to be externally driven. And so that, in essence, I think is a number of programs that fall into that. But we just have to keep our sight on where it's going and where it's going to be so that we enable our graduates not only for that career opportunity, but to have the skill set that bring value to their particular chosen market or industry or career. So,
Senator Pratt.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Particularly to Ms. Visner, I absolutely agree with you. There have been a lot of discussion around concurrent enrollment, the senior to sophomore program that Minsky has, and I hope you'll be a champion for reasonable reform in the Minsky system to tighten that up. We've had quite a bit of discussion this year around that as not only a way to make sure that college is affordable and a degree is attainable to our students, but also that students that take these more rigorous classes have a higher propensity to graduate. And so I hope that becomes a priority for you as you start looking at those student successes that you all mentioned. Thank you.
So if there's nothing further from the members, Senator Torres Wright.
Chair, just wanted to make a comment about the form.
Can you speak into your microphone? Thank you.
All right. Sometimes I'm afraid to move these things. Madam Chair, was just wondering that your application, Ms. Visner, I never know how to pronounce your last name, although I have known you for a long time. In your application, we don't have your ethnic background. All of us know you, but your background is not reported in here. Your age, and the reason I feel this important is because oftentimes I am questioning now the composition of the boards and who is being appointed and whether or not we have a balance in terms of ethnicity and racial background, age. And so I was just hoping that that's something that that will be incorporated so that the people who don't know you know a little bit more about your background.
Madam Chair.
Trustee Visner.
Madam Chair, thank you. And Senator, thank you. I did not fill out an application. I have a good resume, and if that helps, I would be happy to submit it.
Thank you very much. Any other comments from members? So I think now would be a time to entertain a motion where we would nominate Trustee Kelly Charpentier-Berg, Trustee Bob Hoffman, Trustee Malaya Otterson, Trustee Louise Sundin, and Trustee Irma Visnor for the Minsky Board of Trustees to be recommended for confirmation. Would somebody like to move that?
So moved, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Senator Claussen. All those in favor, any discussion? Anybody else in the audience like to come forward? or against this motion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion is adopted. Congratulations.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
So, members, we will be convening again next Tuesday?
Next Thursday.
Next Thursday to approve the final trustee who was not able to join us today, as well as the members to the Higher Facilities Board. So that would be the reason for meeting next week. So with that, committee is adjourned. I see...